Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you dial. Sin City Radio.
Boss time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You nitpicker like me, so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual with my main man, Father Time. Father Time, what's good, dog?
What's cracking like a home skillet?
You know how we do it, man. Sin City Radio, each and every Tuesday and Wednesday. Don't forget to hit us up at SinCity.Spruce.com. Y'all know how we get down in there, too. What's going on, man?
Can't call it, man. Got my man Wick with us, dog. Wick, what's up?
What's good, Cass? What's good, Father Time?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
That's what's up.
Go ahead and chop it up, man.
What's getting up, dog? What's going on with you, man? Wick?
Oh, shit. Same shit, just another day, bruh. Trying to survive in this cruel, cruel world.
Man, can't do nothing but, bro. Can't do nothing but. Shit, man. Like I said, man, you know how we do it. Get in, get out, have a little fun. Do what we do. Tonight, like I said, y'all, we got special guests calling in. We got my boy D-Edge. He gonna get all in, give us a holler. You know what I'm saying? I think I got him on here now. D-Edge, what's cracking?
What up, though? What's good?
What's happening with you, playboy?
Man, you know, everyday hustling. You know how we do, man. Getting it.
That's what's up. Man, I've been checking y'all out, man. I see that straight slamming thing going real hard.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's the fam, you know. Shout out to Freddie Gibbs, his Screwface, H-Trey, Overdose, Sonny G, King T, DJ Rock, the whole fam, you know. We just doing our part, man. We ain't really worry about nothing else, just doing our part, man. You know what I'm saying? Making our part and our lane in this history. You know, that's all that is.
Okay. Last time we had you on here, I think you and Gibbs were getting ready to do a show.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of hype. He kind of upset a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's we were just, I think we were going to Arkansas. We was on our way to do the show at Arkansas. I think he was going crazy on the phone or something. The phone kept hanging up or something like that.
Yeah, he got snapping off going a little crazy. I'm like, what the fuck wrong with this dude?
Man, you know how he is, man. He get like that at times, man. But, you know, he cool. He 100, man.
Okay.
All right, I got his shoot up too, dog.
Okay, my nigga hits, okay, as you, IVA Jones. What's up with you, dog?
What it do, my nigga?
Shit, you know me, man, networking, politics, man.
Yeah.
So, man, just grinding, man, you know, man.
Man, I ain't had a chance to holler at you in a minute, man, so what's been going on?
Man, just working, man, you know what I'm saying, man, trying to, you know, stay, you know, putting out hot music, man, you know, straight slamming in the building all day, you know how we do.
Already.
Okay, okay, okay. Man, now give me a little feedback on this stuff for those that don't know. No, give me a little feedback on that straight slamming click, man. I don't know. Well, man, Diaz touched on it, but let people know what they all about, man.
Man, straight slamming, man, it's just, you know, it's a bunch of cats, man, that, you know, can hold their own solo. We just decided to come together and really make an impact for the city, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got a bunch of projects coming out, so be on the lookout for it, you know what I'm saying? Guaranteed to be satisfied with what's coming, man. We've been working hard, man, for y'all, man.
Okay, okay. Now, you know, I done had you on the show. I done had Hit on the show. I had my man Diaz on the show. Now, when we always ask y'all this question, like, if y'all had to come up with this super group, who would y'all pick? Seems like y'all done did it.
Hey, that's what it do seem like, man.
Yeah. It seems like y'all put the super group together.
That's basically what it is, man.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, we was, I know I can speak for myself, but I know I was fans of all of these cats that was in the group with us now. So I was already a fan of MCG's Hit. I mean, me and Hit go way back before the music. So I was go support anything he did anyway. But on top of that, he made real good music. He was one of the only ones, in my opinion, back at that time that was putting out professional music, dog. You know, I was happy to see, you know what I'm saying, that Screwface and see Gary Indiano. And so, and the same thing with Fred and Overtoes with Grind Family and his solo career and bringing Ace Trey along. It was just being a fan of everybody already, you know. And then, you know, we run through each other or run into each other in the streets all the time. So it was only right that we brought it together. We was already doing songs together, so.
All right. Like I said, man, it's like, okay, because I'm sitting there back and I'm looking like, okay. You know, and we didn't ask that question a million times. Like, if you could put a super group together, and I'm looking, I'm like, okay, Overdose, he was from the Grind. You got Hit, originally from MCG's. The Edge, I know you and your group was doing y'all things. So I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers, no pun intended, no disrespect to nobody, but I'm like, you took the hottest artists out of each group and put them into the motherfucking clique.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I guess real recognize real. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
all day, man.
You know, that's what it comes down to, you know. I don't think a lot of people don't know, and I think when he hit this, he probably go trip, but a lot of niggas stopped fucking with us because, you know, we was messing with each other. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think it was meant for it to happen that way. You know, I hate it happening. You know, you lose out on niggas you thought you was cool with, but, you know, it's just a new lane. It's a new day. So ain't nobody tripping on that. We just concerned about making sure that they understand that Gary Indiana put out damn good music, and we've been putting it out. So that's what it is.
Okay, that's what's up. I say I got my boy Waylo from Hoosier Boy Entertainment. I say I got my man on here. What's up, Waylo?
What's good, bro?
What's going on?
Same shit.
I see you got your man Ackwright on here. Ackwright, what's happening?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Yeah, man.
That's
me, like,
all day long.
I say, man, shit. We sitting here, shit. Man, this is what I'm talking about. See, these are the days when the motherfuckers feel good about doing the show. When you got motherfuckers, got this motherfucker Midwest holding it down on this bitch tonight. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's going on all day? Shout out to that. Hey, yo, shout out to Freddie Gibbs, too, man. You holding it down for the G, man. I'm proud of you, boy.
You know what, man? I gotta ask. I'm gonna start with you here. You know, we way back, man. Okay. You, is the controversy over with you, man? Because, you know, you was, it was like you was surrounded by a lot of controversy. And I see my man Diaz hit on it, like, you know, a lot of motherfuckers quit fucking with y'all because y'all hooked up. Is the controversy
right.
over, man? I mean, is it, can you relax now? Can you breathe?
Hey, man, I say, man, you know, you can't never put your guards down. You know what I'm saying? They've been quiet lately, so, you know, it is what it is. I ain't going to spark nothing up, but I'm always expecting the unexpected. You did.
Okay, because you got a lot of people like, okay, we got your latest on that. Hey, man, look here, man. You must have leave me up off these videos, man. I told you, man. Next time you get in the video, too. Hey, I'll play the bad guy in it or something. God damn.
Man, all you gotta do is, man, come holler at me, man. You know what I'm at, fam, all day long. It's all love, man. You know that.
Yeah, man, but you know, now a lot of people might be like, okay, is he taking shots at motherfuckers? I mean, or was it just something like, man, this is just something you just felt like doing. It's just like a song that came out.
I mean, you know, everybody always say I'm taking shots, you know, so I take that role. I don't care. But really, to be honest, man, I made that song, like, that was one of the first songs I made when I first opened my studio, you know what I'm saying? So that was way before any of the beef or having words with any of them cats. It was just basically, you know, how I felt when I go to the club or when I go places, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knew me from the MCG, so everybody would be hollering at me, trying to get me to put them on, but basically what I'm trying to let them know, man, I ain't even on where I need to be yet, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So I got to come to the table with, you know, something. I can't do it for y'all. You know what I mean? That's basically what it was. You know, ain't no shot at nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just how I feel.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna throw a couple of names at you. You know, that it wouldn't be me if I played devil's advocate. So I'm going to throw a couple of names, and you just tell me right off what you're thinking. Soup.
You said who?
Soup. The Roadrunner.
Oh, Soup. Okay, what you mean? What you want me to say about Soup?
I mean, what's the first thing come to mind?
I mean, honestly, man... Man, y'all silly as hell, man. Be real, I don't even be thinking about dudes, but you know what I'm saying?
I'm just throwing names out.
I mean, I don't be thinking about dudes, but since you brought it up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he a stunner to me. I mean, you know,
okay.
All right,
we going to leave it. We're going to just one word. We're going to one word it.
All right, bet.
That's devil.
Yada.
Oh, man, that dude fake, man. Zero zilch, man. He got to get 10 words, man. He's a motherfucking phony, man. Like, man, that's one dude I thought was going to always be down with me. You know what I'm saying? But he played me so bogus, man, and he won't man up about the situation, man, that it just, man, make me sick to my stomach, dog, because that's supposed to be my dude. You should be able to come talk to me about anything. We should be able to work out anything. You see what I'm saying? Well, he chose the, you know, the duck and dodge route. So, you know, my ankle.
Okay. Rick Zeal.
Damn.
Man, I'm just
you know,
saying.
I got to be an asshole. If I ain't no asshole.
Hey, I'm gonna just say con
Rick,
artist.
Hey, he different. That man different, man.
He's a con artist.
You talking to a family member, man? That man is different. And yeah, you right.
He a con artist, man.
Fucking con
Real
artist.
Talk.
You fuck right.
That's not all I gotta say about that, man.
I love him to death, man. I can't fuck with him, man.
Last one. Last name I'm gonna call out.
Picture. Oh, man. Dope fiend.
Damn.
Borderline crackhead.
Damn.
Goddamn. Mammy, though.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop with the devil's advocate.
Because you about to have all them niggas talking shit about you now.
Shout out to Skrill on that note.
Hey, man, I'm gonna quit. I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to see where everybody, you know, where everybody head at right now.
Right.
You know, it's just like, hey, I mean, you know, me personally, I was hoping the names that I said that you would probably say that Beat Vince squashed everything and put the rest. That's what I was hoping for. That's what I thought was gonna be said.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. I wish I could say that, but as soon as I think that's what it is, somebody gonna try to take a shot at me. So I can't put my guard down.
Hey, you know I'm lying. I don't get no fuck. I don't get that. You know, I'm right, just well,
let me change it up a little bit, dog. All right, hey, talk to me about the song, man. Get off my deal. What made you write it?
I mean, basically, man, it was just, you know, how I felt, man. When I go to the club or when I go to, you know what I'm saying, different events or whatever, man. Like, I might be there, you know what I'm saying, just to have a good time, have a drink like everybody else, you know, fuck with a chick or two, you know what I mean? And before I know it, the shit over, and it been a motherfucking nigga in my ear all motherfucking night talking about some rap shit, man. And I'm like, cuz, yeah, I rap, but I ain't on that right now, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically, you know what I'm saying, what motivated that. You know what I'm saying? It's a time and a place for all that shit. You feel me?
All right. Now, I listen to the song. I got one question. Is your voicemail always full?
Man, you know what, man? That motherfucker, man, I could play y'all some messages, man. Y'all would be tripping, man. Niggas rapping to the motherfucker stop on their ass. Like, yeah, you'll think I was motherfucking Jay-Z, man. Like, dude, I'm like, man, I can't, it ain't even nothing I can really do for you. Then they get mad at me when I tell them that, like I'm lying to them. But it's the truth, man. I'm still grinding, man, still trying to, you know, get established myself, man. So it's like, I can't take on no other action. I ain't got no money for no budget for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, the MCGs, man, you know what I'm saying? That was like, you know, really the last era of me just having, you know, a budget and putting it into some other cats, man. I really can't do that right now. So it is what it is.
All right, for everybody, we're going to play the song. It's called Get Off My Dick. Got my man here. Here we go.
Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, okay. Get off my dick and tell your bitch to come here. Nigga, yeah. Get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, okay. Get off my dick and tell your bitch to come here. Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga,
okay.
Get off my dick and tell your bitch to come here. Nigga,
yeah.
Get off my dick. Nigga,
okay.
Get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick and tell your bitch to come here.
What's up with all these little groupies, man? I don't know Jay, nigga. I don't know nobody. I can't sign y'all niggas. Let me breathe. My phone blowing up every time I check the messages. It's another nigga talking about the heat of messages.
Huh?
What he can offer the screw face and he runs shit. In his hood of blocking, that he really done shit. So if I had a nigga like him on my label, I would go to the top, but I'm like, nah. I don't need that, nigga, quit calling me. I only pick up cause I think it's your bitch calling me. Nah, I ain't get your email or your voicemail. I don't wanna hear about how much dope your boy sells. You're not impressing me, you're just stressing me. But your girl gon' relieve that, believe me.
Nigga, get off my dick, nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick and tell your bitch to come here. Nigga, get off my dick, nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick and tell your bitch to come here. Nigga, get off my dick, nigga. Get off my dick, nigga,
okay.
Get off my dick and tell your bitch to come here. Nigga,
yeah.
Get off my dick, nigga,
okay.
Get off my dick, nigga, get off my dick and tell your bitch to come here. Yeah.
Hey, yo, man, my office hours is 9 to 5, man.
9
to 5,
if you can't get
man.
In touch with me between that time, then you got to get at me the next business day, partner. I'm chilling.
You heard? Man, I can't even go out on a date. I'm chilling with a broad, this nigga all in my face. Talking about so-and-so ENT mixtape. How I should plug with them because they get cake. I tell them, take my card, I'm hollering at the lady.
With the
nigga want to start mugging me all crazy. I guess I'm supposed to get all annoyed or something.
What?
Nigga, what you thought when I was rapping, I was running? Nah, nigga, keep that thumper. Keep fucking around and you gon' need that number. 911, so let me entertain my breezy. Back up, slow down, look.
Hey, nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick. And tell your bitch to come here. Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick. And tell your bitch to come here. Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick. Nigga, get off my dick.
All right, now you got to talk to Stanley, because that's the one he sent me.
Hello?
Yeah. We back. Stanley sent me the short version, man.
He must have cut it himself.
You don't need his ass. That's the one he sent me. That's the version he sent me.
Hey, he must have said, man, this song too damn long. Let me cut this motherfucker.
Right.
Hell
no.
It's all good. I'll make sure y'all get the other one, bro.
Yeah, give me the long version, man.
All right, man. I gotta say, it's you starting the shit.
How you say that,
Sam? You already know. Some motherfucker for to take this song like, oh, yeah, he talking about me. He talking about me.
I mean, somebody, you know that.
The song got a context.
I mean, they
tell him, fam. If you get mad, then I'm talking to you.
Exactly, man. If you feeling a certain type of way, then shit, nigga, you a guilty party anyway, shit.
Exactly. Motherfuckers, fuck
them
anyway.
Goddamn, Diaz, calm down, man. Be nice. Man. I know I'm the main motherfucker on his star shit, telling motherfuckers to be nice.
Yeah.
Since we got Diaz, talk to me about your track, Inhale, Exhale.
Inhale, Exhale, oh, man, that's that's one that we did for the 420 project. Yeah, the Flight Club 420 project I did with Hit and Fred and DJ Rock and my little homie G Scott. You know what I'm saying? He making real big noise right now. And you know, it was just a whole smokers album. So just doing what we do. Track come on, we already blowing. Do that shit together, man. It's nothing.
Now, damn, Wick, you ain't got that album, Smokers.
Nah.
Y'all ain't got the Fight Club 420 album?
Man, you got to get that.
I'll send you a copy of it.
Man,
you need that in your life, man, for real.
Man.
I need that. I need a song for every day.
Oh, man,
hey,
you got it.
I swear it's gonna get you higher, man. You're going
to
think
matter
it's weak.
Matter of fact, we need to be playing one right now while I'm blowing one.
Oh, yeah. We need to be.
I'm about to play the
DJ
right now.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm bumping that itching, man, with the Gills version of that itching, man, right now.
Oh, yeah. That itching go all
right. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's that shit.
All right. I guess this was for all the smokers, so I guess that don't include me because I don't smoke.
Ah.
Inhale, exhale.
I'm smoking for you, AK.
get your smoke on then.
All right.
All right, y'all. Check it out.
Check it out. Yeah. I'm out. I be smoking, got short, got retro black low, got Cali Kush, I'm blowing, got me floating, nigga blowing out. You ain't putting in on it, my nigga, you get thrown out. Start tripping, I be chilling as I inhale, exhale.
Trying, used to blow it on the daily. Early in the morning for his grandfather awaken.
Yeah.
He be in that basement chilling with the blunt of OG baking. Ain't no stoner like my nigga. Used to blow it on occasion. Usually only do it when my mind need a vacation. Me and Feely roll the Feely, got these in rotation. And I want relations with two almost famous. They give is amazing. Yeah. Any your way I'm fading. Now be hit with all the stress. How ironic that I've been blazing my ain't in no more, so I'm working with no vacations. Well,
opportunity won't pass me up. Cash can't get here fast enough. No Reggie, cool, then pass the blunt. Hell, I'm passing up, never pass it up. I break it down, rolling with the baddest. Dreaming out reality, casualties when I go record. Killing beats now with no remorse. Work, then I work so long. You see me better, no one thinks a certain much. Cause then I be smoke, got joke, got retro black low, got Cali Kush, I'm blowing, got me floating, nigga, blow.
halo. Got Cali Chris, I'm blowing, got me floating, nigga, blowing now. You ain't putting it on it, my nigga, you get thrown now. Start tripping, I'll be chilling as I inhale, exhale.
Left the size of a tree stump. H tray strolled in with two more, now that's three plus. Four, five, six blunts came from a rockin' 7, 8, 9, 10 blunts came from G Scott. Sweet spot here, where but still shot with us, cause they know we serve that straight kill, never serving up. Heard a master cushion, no two, do you heard of us? We crop boys, we do all the serving, ain't no serving yet. Y'all be on that bunk, make a give this weed back. We be on that eBay, good feedback. Matter of fact, when they get a taste, we make them plead back. Money in the van, then you smoke, we call it prepay. Purple in that green pack, Nathan but it's stream brack. Not that mild sauce, cause you better get your cream back. Won't push, you can start by giving all them seeds back. And clipping all them stems off, and maybe we believe that.
I be smoke, got drugs, retro black low, got Cali Chris, I'm blowing, got me floating, nigga, blowing out. You ain't putting in on it, my nigga, you get thrown out. Start tripping, I be chilling as I inhale, exhale. I be smoke, got drugs, got retro black low, got Cali Chris, I'm blowing, got me floating, nigga, blowing out. You ain't putting in on it, my nigga, you get thrown out. Start tripping, I be chilling as I inhale, exhale.
All right, let me start this off.
Hey, Father Tak, I'll say something. That song made this blunt experience just great right there, I'm going to say.
That's
what I was just ready to say.
All right, man.
I've been a smoke. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
No, man, I'm about to go get me a rap.
No.
Baby, you
I'm
a real
rap.
I need that in my smoking songs. Yes, I do.
That's a banger there, man. That's the truth. You know what? Matter of fact, hold up. I see my girl Butter. I see my girl Butter, and I know she know how to put them up in the air. Butter. I guess she was there. Well, she didn't about to put us on hold. But I know she probably still smoking. She probably coughing right now.
All right, let me ask a question, though. Oh, go ahead. I think she's back. Butter?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
All right, Butter, did you just hear the song?
Yes, I heard it.
Can you put that in your repertoire when you're getting your smoke on?
Of course.
Oh, well, shit, D'Edge, you got a bang on your hands.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. I appreciate that.
This is a true motherfucking chronic sewer.
Hey.
Man, that motherfucker talking about just going in our repertoire. Y'all got a motherfucker. Hey, I gotta say, man, y'all got a bag on your hands.
Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate
that's a motivation, you know. Even if you ain't got one rolled up yet, that's a motivation to get in.
Let me
ask a question to all the artists. Act Right, you too. This is for Act Right, Diaz, and Hits. Now, Hits, you got a song that I listen to every goddamn day. And I just want to know something. And one of your lyrics was, if I don't know you, I don't serve you, not at all. Right? You know the song I'm talking about, right?
Who said that?
That was in one of your songs. I think it was
one of my songs?
Yeah. If I don't know you, I don't serve you, not at all.
Dang, man,
I think it was
man, that motherfucker got like 100 songs out.
I know that, man. But I listen to this song all the time. Package out the front door.
Yeah. You talking about the one we did in Finger Roll Studio, Edge.
Oh, you talking about Powerballer?
Powerballer. There you go. Now, my question is, this is for all three artists. How do you guys recreate yourself? Because, I mean, some of the lyrics y'all say be deep as hell. And I know some of it comes from personal experience. What do y'all get it from? Where do you get the energy to come up with new material all the damn time?
Smoking.
You listen to whack shit and get pissed off.
Definitely, that's one of them.
Listen to whack shit and get pissed off, and then when you get pissed off enough, you don't want to hear that shit no more. You go listen to some fucking R&B or some rock and roll. I go listen to the fucking Beatles.
Yeah.
Well, rap.
Okay,
man,
who is this talking?
I listen to Pink Floyd, fam.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I don't know who Pink Floyd is.
Yeah, I mean, I know who Pink Floyd is.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
I didn't think rappers listen to Pink Floyd. I mean, is that where you draw your... That's where you get your movie and listen to some rock?
I mean, I listen to all types of music, shit. I listen to Bach, man, shit. I listen to anything, man, anything that sound good. You'll catch me listening to Kenny Rogers on a good day, Nate. Real
like,
talk.
Music is music, man, real talk.
Right. Yeah, hey, you know what?
That's the problem. See, that's the difference between rapping and, see, niggas like Gibbs, myself, as niggas like us, we make music. Some of these niggas is just rapping, man.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Totally. The difference between the composer, the artist, the motherfucker that make music, and the difference between the motherfucker just rapping. Man, I've been doing this shit 20 years and I ain't 30.
Man.
And I ain't 30. You know what I'm saying? So these little niggas that just been rapping for 2-3 years, man, they need to step their shit up, man. Go read a book. These are niggas that ain't motherfucking graduated from high school. These not GED ass niggas be trying to rap, man.
Well, that's real shit, man.
That's real.
Yeah, all right, let me ask you this. Let me ask all three of y'all this. All right, somebody come up to you. They sound like garbage. You know they ain't gonna make it. How do you tell them? Because at one point in time, you was in that same situation when you went to somebody.
You know what?
I guess
I'll take this one because everybody always direct that shit to me.
Okay, who talking, though? Who talking?
Everybody straight flying, be like, man, go talk to Edge, man. Go talk to Edge. You know?
Okay,
Edge. I mean, you know, my thing is never to tell nobody or compare nobody's music to nobody else, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because all music comes from somewhere, you know what I'm saying? You know, even if it's an imaginary story, if it's told good enough, it's going to still catch you regardless of if it's real or not. So it ain't my way of...
What if
you
ain't telling it right?
I mean, now, if you're not telling it right, you know, like I said, my first thing is to see how serious they are. Maybe you just don't know how, you know? And if you're serious, and... Because I've had people like that. I had a guy that was... came up to me and I told him, I said, dawg, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. This ain't for you. And nigga came back 6 months later and he was the best out of his clique and now he actually does stuff with us. So, you know, I try to get that open window, but I make sure they pay their own way. They have to see if you really serious about it, then you'll put your bread up, you invest in you, you'll take that chance with yourself. And if I see that and I see progress, then... But I tell you straight up from the jump, like, hey, your shit garbage. Like, 100, I'm just keeping 100 with you. You know, this ain't for you. You know, maybe you want to, you know, be a water boy or something. I don't know. You know, whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But I tell you that. I have no problem telling you that. You know, I'm a producer. You know, I produce too. So I look at things from, you know, almost kind of like protect the music type thing. You know, I'm real big on that. So I tell you, your shit's garbage.
Wait, man. Hold up, man. Hold up, man. I bought my motherfucking album to you, man. I put my heart and soul in it. And you turn around and you gonna tell me it's garbage?
Yeah, but you know what? If you put your heart and soul in it, just like you giving that real shit that you give your heart and soul, then you should want a real answer. That's the only way that's gonna make you make better music. If I keep telling you, yeah, it's all good. And the other 299 million motherfuckers in the United States telling you, man, that shit garbage. Then how you gonna look at me?
I'm gonna tell you, when you tell me my shit is garbage, my first initial thought would be, you know,
father, fuck you, man. Your possum face, motherfucker.
hey.
Hold on, man. I want to get all three artists. All right, go ahead, Hicks. Go ahead. How you tell them?
I mean, I just come to them like this, man, because I don't like to discourage nobody, you know what I'm saying? I tell them, you know, keep on working at it. I'll be like, man, you ain't where you need to be yet, but, you know, don't give up. You know what I'm saying? Keep working. And I ask them an honest question. I'll be like, check this out. If that wasn't you on that CD, would you bump that shit in your ride? And
oh,
motherfuckers have to really sit there and think and give an honest motherfucking answer. Like, nah, I wouldn't listen to it if it wasn't me. Like, I mean, because you got to compare your shit to what's hot. You know what I'm saying? And if your shit ain't even nowhere near that, then you know you're going in the wrong direction. So you're going to have to change some shit up. You know what I'm saying? And like Ed said, if you're serious about it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas will help you out and point you in the right direction, but you got to be serious about it. You can't just be trying to route just because this is what you want to do this month. You know what I'm saying? We got to see that you really is, you know, working at this and you know what I'm saying, sticking with it. You know what I mean? But off top, man, hey, if you can't vibe to that shit yourself, you got to be honest with yourself. I got songs that I have done that I was like, nah, I'm not releasing. You know, after I got done with it, like, nah, I'm not dropping that shit. You got to be honest with yourself, first of all, first and foremost, man.
Well, I think that if you bump it in your ride, I think that's a good way to look at it. That's a very good way to look at it. Act right. How you do it?
Man, true conversation. Check this out. Fam came up to me, he spit his bars, right? He said, how you like it? I laugh, right? He said, what you laughing at? I said, no. I'm rude as fuck, man. Like, that's the only tough love, man. Tough fucking love. I give tough fucking love. Fuck that. Nigga, you want to be up here with me, nigga? You going through boot camp. I'm finna tell you what's real.
All right,
I ain't finna cut no chicks with your ass. Look, man, look here, man. This ain't you, man. Don't you know how to draw something? You know how to play basketball with? What you good at besides this? I start asking them questions about their life, nigga, when they start wanting to rap and shit and they sound like shit.
Motherfuckers ready to go shoot themselves, man.
I mean, shit. Motherfucker told me about hooping.
Hey, you gotta have tough skin in this business, man.
What the fuck? That hooping shit ain't nigga came in me raw, so that's how I come in, motherfucker. I can't hoop,
man,
shit.
I know y'all said the question was for the artist, but
I'm gonna get to you, Waylo. I was
going to
get to you, though.
Okay.
You didn't give me time.
Go ahead, though. I was going to say that when a motherfucker give me a CD, I give them that first five songs. And if you don't catch me in the first five songs, guarantee your CD is en route to a different country. I'll put your shit on the back of a flatbed tractor trailer and send your shit to Ohio somewhere.
Damn.
Real shit.
You know what, man?
You know what Cleo do when she get in there and steal a car? She throw your CDs out the window? I'm frisbeeing that shit.
I tell DJ,
I say, boy, everybody got to start somewhere. Everybody got to have a dream.
I'll just question a dream.
For all you motherfuckers, you rude ass motherfuckers, I'm going to walk away from y'all. You motherfuckers, boy.
You the dog, motherfucker.
And that's all I'm going to work with you motherfuckers.
Yeah, y'all slow down, motherfuckers.
Hey, if they're serious about the shit, you know, if they're serious about the shit, because I'm a music connoisseur, right? And if they're serious about the shit and they ask me for some help, then, yeah, I'll help you. I'll tell you, hey, you need to get off the SoundClick, invest in you some beats.
Man, amen to that shit.
I think niggas just lowered the standard, man. It's like, you know, I'm real funny about what come out of my studio. I don't care who it come from. So my thing is, if I don't feel like you good enough to where I can make some good music to come out the studio, because that's what they go identify with when people go and listen to your music on that level, where you do this at? Who did these beats? Who did your mix? You know what I'm saying? So if I don't feel like I can do nothing with you, or you can bring something to make the movement bigger, then it's no use to, you know. So I'd probably just tell them that, you know, you don't fit what we doing. Don't mean your shit ain't fucked up, you know, it just ain't what we trying to do, you know.
That's a good way to put it. Now, see, I can accept that. I can accept the way you just said it. I can accept that. Your shit garbage.
You other motherfuckers, I'm going to the car to get my other gun. I mean, you motherfuckers, you talking shit to me like that.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, now, my niggas, I'm hard on my niggas, so I tell them straight up, you know, this shit garbage. Go back. You know, just fortunately that my niggas, they pretty good at what they do, and I ain't really never had to, but I had, you know, we done had some verses cut off and niggas getting mad about their verse not being on, so we done been through all that, you know, so.
All right, let me ask you with that. I mean, and I know all y'all got a competitive type spirit. You know, how do y'all, like, coincide with that? Like, okay, I'm gonna hit the edge and hit. Y'all got this straight slamming click going. You know what I'm saying? Act right, you part of this, you part of Who's Your Boy. And I know y'all do these collaborations a lot. It's like, okay, I mean, you know, right now, you know, Freddie Gibbs is like in the limelight right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's I guess basically what I'm saying is it easy to tell him, man, that shit don't sound right.
Yeah. I mean, well, for me it is. I mean, because I've been sitting there. I'm definitely gonna tell him that. But
right, at the end of the day, Fred's still Fred, man. That's how I'm a fucking nigga. So you know.
Yeah.
We gotta be honest with each other, man. Point blank, man.
Right, because I'm asking because you know it's like okay. A lot of people like, okay, you know, he getting out there. It's like I'm hearing his name everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? You know, Gangsta Kid. You know, I'm hearing his name everywhere I go. And it's like, okay, you know, I mean, from the way y'all said, he still seemed like he's humble. At least he seemed like he's humble when he's around y'all. Like, you know, y'all can tell him, hey, man, that shit don't sound right.
Exactly. I mean, when he do new records, he send them to us, and he'd be like, man, let me know what you think about this, you know what I'm saying, before anybody else even hear it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's always been the process. It's not like, you know, this is, oh, we got to do this for the people to make sure that they know we straight slam. It's never been like that. Straight slamming is really just the name, but the way we move, we've been moving like this, you know what I'm saying, for a while now. You know, it was just more
maybe
so like, we were just like, man, let's just, you know, Fred didn't want to get no click just like Hit and me. We didn't want to get no click full of dick riders and no shit like that. We got into a click of the people we got to make sure that each of one of us was keeping each other on each other's toes. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's going to take. You know, and I think that's what, you know, to answer your question earlier, that's how we keep the music fresh, you know. If you that big nigga in the little pond type mind person, you ain't gonna really be able to move around and have that, you know, longevity in this game. You gotta have people that's gonna test you, people that's gonna bring the best out of you, and the people that's around me right now is bringing the best out of each other, and I think that's why it's working. So it's humbleness in everything we do, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how we make the best music.
Well put, Ed. Now, let me ask you. You got Act Right, you got Hardy, you got Guns. Queen singing the hook. You know what I'm saying? But now this track only called for maybe two artists. Now you got Act Right on here. Who going hard? You got Hardy who going hard. You got Guns who going hard. How do y'all sit back and say, how would you say, all right, well, at the end of the day, I got to make a decision on which one of them I put on this track and which one I take off. And when you take that person off, I mean, like, okay, Act Right, I'm going to ask you, if he took you off the track, would you be bitter about it?
Well, depending on what the track was. If I wrote that motherfucker, hell yeah. Shit, don't take me off nothing. I wrote nothing.
I feel you on that shit.
I was just about to say,
Mammy Doe.
Mammy Doe.
Nah,
all right, but wait a minute. How do you decide who's on the track and who's not?
Well, shit, when they're in the studio, only time I interfere with their music, bro, is I let artists be artists and I do what I do. You know what I mean? I take care of the business and shit, but at the end of the day, I do listen to their music.
And if the music ain't right, just like they said, you go back and do it again. But most of the time, the artists, they be in the studio, they vibing, and they'll know who they want on that track. So it's like, if Cardiac Wright, Guns, they all got something that's going, and Guns don't sound right, hey, they might come up to, you know, to an agreement by themselves that, hey, you don't sound right, we just going to do such and such and let Clean Seam the hook. They might do it on their own. But if it's weak, we'll tell them, hey, that's weak. You know, put that in, we ain't fucking with that for them.
Oh, okay. All right, now let me ask one. The competitive juice, when y'all like, okay, let me say, hit. Let's just say you hit Diaz, and Diaz versus Cole. Diaz versus Cold. I mean, he going hard,
right?
And you listen to your, you look at your verse. Do it make you like, okay, hold up, man, I got to come back a little bit harder. This one,
I mean, that happens. That happens sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know that don't do nothing but just make the song even better. You know?
Right. I mean, because you know, a lot of times you got like. I don't know how true it was. I don't know if it was just a rumor or nothing like that. But I remember a while back when Eve, I said Eve. No, I'm going too fucking far back. Lil Wayne, Kanye, they all did that one song. And I kept hearing that everybody's like, well, they want to take Eminem off the song because he had the coldest verse.
That don't even make fucking sense.
You say what?
What song was
that?
I said, that don't even make sense.
Yeah, I remember what song that was. That was that song from that LeBron James little movie.
Right. I mean, I don't know how true it was. I mean, I don't know if it was a rumor or not, but it was like, everybody's like, they want to take him off. And I mean, by far, well, in my eyes, he did have the coldest verse on that damn song.
Yeah, man, that happened to me before, so I can see that. You know what I'm saying? Mud and Jeff's Intention took me off that song in here called Loud. My shit was way harder than all them nigga shit, man. They was in the studio looking at me like, how you do that? And then shit, next thing I know, my shit wasn't on there, but it is what it is. You did.
But you know, man,
if you got a hot verse on the track and they feel like your shit hotter than theirs, you can step your shit up or you can step your ass home. That's the way I see it.
Right,
you know,
it was their song, so they was like, shit, that nigga ain't about to kill us on our own song.
Hell nah.
But damn,
okay,
don't that help the song fucking sell?
I mean, that's what I thought.
Motivation.
You know, right. Everybody don't think that way.
And then, we make music, too, though. So a lot of times when we be going and approaching these songs, it's just like having a LeBron, a Bosh, and a Wade on the same team. It's just going to be some nights, dog, that Wade just go take over, and niggas got a ball in place. It's going to be some nights that LeBron just go take over. It's just some songs that no matter who go first, who go last, that nigga just came harder, okay? Now we got to find a way to make sure we make the song and we hold our own. You ain't going to be able to do it on everything because some people just feel other songs better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's about the vibe that you catch to that music. You know what I'm saying? To that particular track, man.
Right.
Okay. I got my little partner on here, E-Famo. Famo, what's up?
What's good?
Okay. Another one of them IVH refugees.
IVH.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, boy?
Nothing, man. Chilling in the cut. Kicking me. What's going on?
Right, man.
Hey, but before we go there, man, I want to get to Arak song right quick. Hi, dog. Talk to me about Balls for Days, man. How'd you come up with it?
Well, basically, man, I was sitting in my Caprice, man, in my lot down the street from the crib, man, blowing a whole lot of whatever the hell you call that shit, loud, whatever. So I'm thinking, and I'm sitting back thinking, like, you know what I'm saying, like, motherfuckers just told me when they came up, like, nigga, all these motherfucking notebooks you got scattered on your seat, nigga, you got bars for days, nigga. And I played the beat, and it was like the dude was like, bars. So I was like, okay, I'm going to run with that shit. And shit, after I got out, I put that bitch down quick as hell. there you have it. Just spitting straight bars, man. Just, you know what I mean, giving you real life shit, but it's bars. I'm giving it to you a clever way, man. Like, I'm trying to be clever on these niggas, man. I ain't trying to be just like, you know, just ordinary and all that shit. Like, I'll write the 5 different beats and put it on the one beat.
Alright. So like, all right, y'all.
So like, basically, I wrote that song for that track, but I wrote it to like 5 different beats just to switch the style up.
Okay. All right, y'all. This is Bar for Days. Act Right from Who's Your Boy Entertainment. There you go.
Nigga with attributes, I leave them attitudes to my 2 breezy. Who is he? If you don't know, don't worry about it yet. Only thing right now, concerned about is a check. But niggas act like I don't burn hot as they prep. House made of wood, I burn all of your steps while you upstairs sleeping on me. End of the dragon, get burnt, dummy. You ain't know you can learn from me. So buckle up for safety. Bitch, or die screaming. Try breathing. Why scheming? Oh, cause you always getting schemed on. And I murder any track that you and your team on. Now you wanna get touchy. Coming with beans drawn. Left with your silhouette. Get stopped over the pave. These niggas got to be crazy. Telling me I ain't got bars. Regular smoke best when it's laced with hash. And the money like clockwork, why wait for cash? I'm doling my backwoods, I wait to pass. If the money was that good, I wouldn't take the bag. Corporate raider, nigga, just like my dad. HID flow, you couldn't take my flash. I'm a cushionholic too, you couldn't take my flash. Thumping to make sure you wouldn't take my last. If you get a shootout, they wouldn't take my ass. And this is easy as it look and shit. Niggas get to pissing me off, but I stay ripping shit. Call it stuff ripping me off with all that bitch shit. Till I swing a goddamn claw face, get a bitten print. I think you get the fucking it. I'm on that CJ Trisay shit. And copper heads, I'm willing to give away quick. Bitch, I got balls. I learned what a metaphor was. Highest level 4, cuz when my chin was peach fuzz. Closest I seen the mic was like TV. Like one day that beat me, so look at me now. Fast forward 20 years and I'm bullshitting with the shit that I've written and lost but never bitten. I'm hip-hop gifts that parents couldn't afford on Christmas when they hit their kids list. Words coming from a former Navy enlisted. Real young then, they wasn't quite getting a kid yet. But I'm focused now, wiser, and high all the goddamn time. You can see where they rated my rhymes. Shout out to Barry Adrian Reese, go hard. His mom and dad created the beast, but on guard. But in your mouth when you say that I got bars.
Nah, man. Nah, that was me too, man.
I just sit. Now Wikipedia know how to say, hey, that motherfucker know everything. I know how to say anything.
Shit, how y'all like that joint, though, B?
Yeah, I like that, man. I like that. That had that old school. You know what I'm saying? That mellow, laid back feel to it.
Yeah, you can smoke out to that shit, man. I fucks with it all day.
All right, now, before we went to the song, I hollered at my little homie, E-Famo. E-Famo, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm there.
What's going on, dude?
Man, chilling in the cut.
All right, man. So what you got going on, man?
I got going on Joe Jackson, the American Dream. I'm just working on that, man.
Hey, man. For y'all that don't know, this dude has an actual picture of Joe Jackson on the cover. I mean, the Joe Jackson with the curl when he was whooping their ass, when he was still whooping on Mike with them ass. This dude.
Oh, man.
I said, man, this motherfucker here, Famo, is a damn nut. Now, I got to say one thing, man. My man, Famo, how old are you, Famo?
Man, I'm 22, finna be 23 next month, man.
Man, this dude got the most knowledge. I mean, for somebody his age, as far as, like, this dude's a connoisseur of rap, man. I got to give him that. I mean, I put a quiz on him, man, and this dude, he knows his shit.
All right, let's put him to the test.
Yeah, put me to the test, man.
Who did Road to the Riches?
What's that? A song? Album?
It's a song. Who did that song?
To be honest, right now to you, man, I can't come up with that right now. Because as far as rolling the riches, you know what I'm saying? Everybody did some of that, you know what I mean?
Coogee Rap, fam.
Like
Coogee Rap, 88.
My name is Coogee Rap. I'm on the road to the riches. You know, I know what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Hey, y'all had me fucked up for a minute. Shit.
Shit, that's my
favorite rapper, nigga. Shit.
All right, I got a question for all artists.
This is just mainly for you, Famo. The first rapper to curse. Yeah, on the song.
Was it KRS-One?
The first rapper I heard curse
was Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? I can't really go within the Guinness Book or nothing like that. But you know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We got an Ice Cube. Anybody else got a guess?
Man, was it KRS-One?
No, it wasn't KRS-One.
I don't even know the answer to that. LL Cool J. It's a West Coast artist.
King T.
No, I wasn't King T.
Ice T.
The nigga,
he made the song about the, when they was busting in the houses with the shit.
Or Spice One.
No, it wasn't
Short, man.
It was not one of those Spice
Ones. I think it was the first rapper to curse.
Man, I think it was Short, man. Couldn't have been Short, man.
It was too Short, man.
LL Cool J came out before Short, and he was saying motherfucker in his joint.
No,
yeah,
I know. Ice-T was cursing before LL Cool J.
Too Short made everybody say bitch. I know that, man. Niggas was walking around the just like bitch.
He was the first one to curse, man. I'm telling you. All right. This is an easy one for y'all. I don't know the answer, but somebody tell me the answer. Who was the first rapper to get that explicit lyric tag on their CD?
That's MCA.
Who was?
That's
MCA.
N.W.A.
I thought it was
the
reason
why they came up with that shit.
No, actually, wasn't Luke.
They the first person that got that, but the first that made it, like, you know what I mean? That made it, you know what I'm saying, made it real, it was
It was MCA. We Come Strapped. That's the first album they ever got. No, that's the first they got the double explicit. My bad. Hello?
I thought it was NWA.
Yeah, I rolled with NWA on that one.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What y'all forgetting about Uncle Luke now? Luke Skywalker.
What did I say, Luke? I said Luke. They had
the
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Scratch all that bullshit.
Band in the USA
there. It was
and
two
shit.
Live crew. It was two live crew because of that naked shit that they had and that shit that they was talking about.
And they had, hey, we want pussy.
You so horny.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Luke them.
Yeah, I think it was Luke them on that one.
Luke was when I was in middle school, and Easy then was more of the high going toward the high school.
Two Live Crew was before Easy.
Luke them Two Live Crew.
What about the Ghetto Boys? The first Ghetto Boys, not Willie D and them, but
Making Trouble.
You talking about the original one.
They was wrapped around
the
same
time. Wasn't the original one. Big Mike wasn't the original Ghetto Boy. Willie D was.
No.
Right.
No,
Big Mike
took
Willie
D's Hold on. Brothers. Do your homework now.
No, the original Ghetto Boys didn't have Willie D.
I'm about to fuck
now,
y'all up.
Now, the only one, Scarface, Willie D, and Bushwick Bill.
The original Ghetto Boys that had Willie D in it. It had really none of the original members.
Bushwick was the original Ghetto Boy.
I'm on the computer, man. I just asked the computer, man. That motherfucker said IT, man. 1987, Brian Page, man.
I
know about IT. They said that's a good person with an explicit lyric label on their motherfucking CD, man.
In 1987.
IT's debut album, Ryan Page, released in 1987.
I love that damn CD.
I'm looking for my Ghetto Boys tape. I got a Ghetto Boys tape, their first tape.
I thought the original Ghetto Boys had like some of the members of Fifth Ward Boys. I don't remember them.
Shit, Willie D in my top five, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Willie D,
the most bluntest rapper I ever heard in my fucking life.
But you know what?
That nigga said, don't say I didn't warn you about playing no hoe games, nigga. Like, call me out of my name.
Hey, If you really know the history, you would give it to Scarface. Because Scarface wrote all them niggas lyrics.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think Scarface is the tightest ghetto boy anyway.
Scarface is a rap god, man. You can't put him in nobody's fucking list.
Can't put an Ice Cube in nobody's list.
I agree.
He's not. He's part of one of the rap gods.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
I concur.
I think Cube was good, but I think, in my personal opinion, I think MC Ren was the better rapper in that group.
I was reading this interview with MC Ren. He did it with this website called TheFormula.com. And they asked him, they said, how did you feel about No Vaseline? And Ren said, and I quote, he said these in these words, he said, Cube better be lucky that NWA broke up before we can really go back at him. He said, because I think I could have got Cube by myself. Ren said that himself. Now, me personally, at that time, I don't think nobody could touch Cube.
But
They got a chance to go back at them, though.
Yeah, they did.
Red. Well, not really,
yeah,
because
the
they broke up after Nigga for Life.
Yeah,
they sure did. They never, they didn't.
No, it was over at the end.
Album they covered. I mean, that was the only album they did.
But
no, Ren came out with his own CD. Ren came out with a CD too.
Yeah,
but he didn't do no dancing. And Kiss My Black Ass, he ain't kissed him not one time.
Right, but if you really look at the history of N.W.A., though, Ice Cube was the main person wiping all that shit. So,
yeah, him and the D.O.C.
Right, so exactly. you can't say that somebody else better than him because he really was making the break in them. They was all right after that, but, you know, after Niggas for Life, they damn near fell off, dog.
Man, it was a dude that was promoting N.W.A., promoting their record. I think he said it best. He said, how you gonna let the nigga with an attitude get out of niggas with attitude? Because that nigga confused his lyrics. He was the nigga with the attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know? And he said it. He also, Cube also said it. He said when he was dissing in WA, he made the clear not to diss the DLC. He said that was the only one he had respect for because he knew that was the only one that could really rap. He said,
actually,
you know,
he
never came at the DLC.
He said DLC, not Buggy.
D.O.C. is one of the coldest rappers ever, man.
Yeah, now he did.
Yeah, that's who in my top five. If niggas can put Biggie in their top five, then he in my top five.
He now hold on. Y'all said he did this D.O.C. publicly on
the
show Pump It Up.
On the Pump It Up show.
Yeah.
He was doing fucking with his voice and shit.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, what's up to the D.O.C.? And he's like, you motherfucker didn't save me.
He
never dissed him on wax, but he did fuck with him.
Yeah, you know, he definitely gonna do that, you know.
Yeah, but in my personal opinion, you gotta put Scarface, Ice Cube, but maybe not in that order. I mean, I'm just rambling off. Scarface, Ice Cube. I mean, I've never been one. I'm not a political rapper. I never was into political rap. So I know y'all probably holler Public Enemy, but that just never was a favorite of mine.
Nah. You know,
who was better than P?
Nope.
Who was better than
really?
P?
They were the best group of all time.
What group was better than PE?
N.W.A.
N.W.A.
No way. I mean, you really can't compare the two, though.
Because they was more like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King.
Exactly.
You know,
it was more like Martin Luther King. No, we got to take Martin Luther King out the equation. More like Farrakhan than Malcolm X.
I mean, I say Martin Luther King because PE and they video, they was marching down the street, you know. They had their fists up,
okay.
You know.
Yeah,
they wasn't really going hard. And NWA was
yeah,
like, fuck that. We're going to fuck your mom. We're going to beat the shit out of
you. They weren't militant about it. They would speak on topics that motherfuckers be like, okay, well, this ain't for rap. You know.
Eat the pork, my black brother, and you will die.
Hell no. Hey, they were hard though, man. I fuck with PE though, man. I ain't gonna even lie, man. I fuck with them niggas. PE is a shit. That's my
friend. I mean,
like even Cubes, he started going to fuck with them once you know him
exactly.
And NWA fell out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They produced, they damn near helped produce
that
album.
America's Most Wanted.
Was that Kill? Yeah, America's Most Wanted.
Killer Will. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think he more or less went to their producers, Hank Shockley. That's who
he was fucking with.
And the Bomb Squad, that's who he was fucking with. I mean, they was fucking with P.E., so it was more or less the producers of P.E. than more so P.E.
Yeah,
man.
You know, Chuck D set that boy down.
Flavor Flav was talking about shit, man.
You know, Chuck D had that boy down.
Silly motherfucker, man.
That nigga was like, let me hear you say,
That's what lost a lot of credibility with public with me, with that damn fool. The Flavor Flav was just a jackass.
Man, he was a goddamn
jackass.
He still is.
He was.
But you got to remember, back in those days, MC's always had that hype man with him. And Flav just happened to be the hype man for P.E.
Okay, but, I mean, he just didn't even coincide with P.E. You had these motherfuckers talking about the real issue, and this motherfucker with a baby bottle in his mouth.
Yeah, he was all the way to the left.
With a clock. Come on, man. Honestly, that's why I never took P.E. Because of Flav.
Hey, man, I used to have one of them clocks, nigga.
Yeah, I did too. I'm looking for one right now. I just could never take him seriously, man. I just could not take P.E. seriously.
Yeah,
cause
funny to me, man.
Now, okay, since I got some true hip hop motherfuckers on this on the line, I was asked the other day. Why do people call Rakim the greatest lyricist of all time?
Whoa.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know why they call him that?
Because Rakim was like that dude. Okay, put it like this. If Rakim don't come along, everybody raps like either LL Cool J or Kumo D.
That's
who everybody's gonna at that time. That's who you're gonna be sounding like. He was the first one that came with like flow, like
he
everybody
was
else
ahead
was
of his time too.
Yeah, he
way
was
ahead of his
time. You know,
way ahead
of his time. He was the one that could put those words together and it flowed. It made you feel like this nigga's almost like just talking. You know what I'm saying? But it's smooth. He had a flow. You know.
I understand that. I think Rakim is a pretty good dude. But I don't think he's the greatest. I think Slick Rick was the greatest lyricist of all time.
I think he's the greatest storyteller of all time.
I think Kool G Rap was the coldest one on the East Coast, man.
That nigga's number one on my top five right there.
That motherfucker, man, he goes in, man.
They go Cool G Rap, Joel Ortiz, Kendrick Lamar, Willie D, and damn motherfucking Scarface.
That's my top five, though.
I respect
Kendrick
Lamar like LeBron or somebody, then, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
Hey, check this out.
Shit, you go with the symphony in the 2000s.
Bring It On was nice, but it just... That was one song that I think you should have left a couple of them artists on.
Yeah, hey, you know what?
Should have left a couple of them on.
That was one of those songs, man. You just be so fucked up. You don't even give a fuck what they say.
On the
red,
you would Bring It On.
You amped up, ready to go do some shit.
Right. No, but now, like I said, Simon Symphony, the all-time classic. You know that ain't. You know, hey, and I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't give a damn. I'm the biggest Big Daddy Kane fan alive.
Oh yeah,
but, yes, Lord. But I think if any song could ever top that song, it would be the grand finale. And that's the one with the DLC on. No other song could come close to that song other than the grand finale.
DLC is top five dead alive. I don't care nobody says.
Yeah, all day.
And the reason why I say that is because he done anything that had to do with a rapper on any level at the highest level possible. Everything that man had touched, you can name it. MC Breeze album, the new Breeze album, classic. NWA, classic. Snoop Dogg, classic. The Chronic, classic. Anything he wrote on was classic, dog.
Hey, man, I hate to break this conversation, man, but I got a little business to attend to, man. This Act Right signing off, man. I'd like to give my shouts out, man, to Hoosier Boy Entertainment, man, my man Wally Buddha. You know what I'm saying? I got to give shouts out, man, to Straight Slamming Click, man. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. Gibbs, keep your head, boy. Fuck these haters. And shout out to Skrill, man. If he got a radio up in there, Ock, man, I see you in there, boy. I see you when you get home.
Hey, Will Skrill.
Oh yeah, free Skrill. Y'all be safe out here, man. I'm gone.
All right, man. Nice. Like you. All
right, Dollar.
All right, now I gotta ask y'all. All right, I still got my man Diaz. I still got here. Like, still got Waylo. I got E-Famo.
Yeah.
I gotta ask y'all. I mean, I hear, like, okay, and I'm just gonna put it out there. Everybody, I mean, Will Skrill. What do y'all think he would be had he not got took to jail?
Probably in them top five we named, man.
Yeah.
Because he was definitely on his way.
Yeah, he was on his way. Will Skrill was cool, man.
Okay. I mean, but not like I said, and when I say this, because back then, of course, I'm from Idaho. I am proud of it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So, of course, I had MCGs banging in my car. You know what I'm
saying?
Right,
okay.
I had the MCGs. I ain't gonna lie. Hit can attest to this. As bad as I hated Concord, as bad as I hated them boys, I had to play that music. The music was nice.
Yeah, it was
nice. The boys did
that. If you're a real motherfucker, you gonna
and
recognize
I'm not gonna lie to you. When they started that rapping thing, I mean, me and Charlie was in the same class, and I used to hear this dude when we was in the 10th grade, and this dude was going so damn hard. He was a freshman. I was in the 10th. Man, we was in science class. I'm looking at this dude like, this motherfucker can make it. All he got to do is just stay focused.
But then, if y'all was in the same class and he was in the 9th, you was in the 10th, you must have fucked up somewhere along the way.
Oh, you say, who fucked up somewhere?
I don't know, so
somebody mad off in this motherfucker.
I was a grade higher than Charlie.
I think they knew what I was saying.
Somebody got it.
That kind of went over your head, Cass.
He kind of snuck that one in on you, dog.
He threw a jab on you, didn't even see it coming.
I don't even know.
I'm gonna let you know, fam, because they ain't gonna blindside you like that, dude. You ain't gonna blindside my nigga like that, man.
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm down with my IDH brothers.
Fuck that. You ain't gonna hit my nigga back from the back, motherfucker. He caught you from the back, dude, man.
Yeah, damn.
He left it open for me, man. I had to take it out. I ain't got him 2 weeks in a row.
Fuck him, he ain't talking about that.
Maybe you need to start back drinking or something because you slipping.
I mean, I ain't even hearing, man. Well, fuck that dude. But like I was saying, the dude was cold, man. He was a cold motherfucker. And like I said, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll say this to you many times. I think had y'all stayed together, man, our motherfuckers probably be, you know what I'm saying, on them sorts of wars and all that shit.
Man, we was on our way, man. But you know, niggas just, you know, they didn't want to motherfucking go all out, man.
Right, if they came up for the long haul, man.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas start letting the pressure of life get to them. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they start taking on other things, trying to do other shit, not focusing on the music because they felt like we weren't going to make it or whatever, man. But, you know, you got to stay focused on this shit, man, no matter what.
Right, shit happens when it's supposed to,
you feel me?
Right, that, and not the end. Now, the first time I ever heard you was on the Cooley DVD.
That was the first time I heard you, and I'm like, okay.
I'm like, damn, dude, you know what I'm saying? Then I worked with the guy, Corey. Well, I don't know if y'all still guys or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I worked with him, and then he had brought y'all CD to work. And I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers can't go. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, because when he said, he was like, yeah, I'm part of the group. I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't see you rapping. You know, I kept fucking with him all the time. Like, motherfucker, you just told him you wasn't rapping. This motherfucker, they let in the video. Then I seen the album cover, you know, y'all got on all black, you know what I'm saying? Y'all pointing like y'all got pistols in your hands. I'm like, okay. See, that just goes to show D.A.'s been in this shit for a minute now. I got to get it back. He's been doing this shit for a minute.
You know, it's crazy because a lot of people don't know. I was way from the beginning. Like, a lot of people don't know that when MCG was doing their first EP, the guy who had mixed and left the album, George, I was interning with him. So I heard that CD before it even came out, because at that time I was interning with him. He mixed that CD down with some headphones. You know what I'm saying? That's just how good he was. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's when hitting them, y'all with Ujima or something like that?
Yeah. We put out that
last
day
EP. Right. Yep. And so I have been involved in music all the way since then. I was there for some of the sessions for the Gatekeepers because they were recording at the studio that I was recording out of at that time. So I've been there. You know, my first solo CD, my DS CD, actually dropped the exact same day Menace dropped. A lot of people don't know that because Menace shit was so big at the time. We dropped on the same day. So I've been there from jump, you know. But my first album, you know, I had connections through the service. So I got a lot of fans like in UK and Japan. Like if you go online or you go on like, you know, iTunes and look on there, you'll see I got a lot of fans in a lot of countries. I wasn't really promoting around here too much. Cause at that time, the type of music I was doing, nobody was really fucking with it. You know what I'm saying?
But like I said, man, y'all, you know, I'm looking like y'all, you know, the longevity that y'all had, man, and that's why I'm so glad. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I look, you know, I see y'all videos and shit, I'm like, okay, these boys making it now. Because
I can honestly say that y'all brothers didn't pay y'all dues. Y'all wasn't no fly-by-night motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no shit that just, okay, you know. And I'm down here in Nap, and I actually had to tell some brothers, because they was like, oh, first of all, just went and grabbed a bunch of motherfuckers from Gary and made a click. Nah, motherfucker, just grab a bunch of motherfuckers from Gary. Motherfucker, these motherfuckers been putting it down for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And like I was showing them like some of y'all videos. They like, damn, these motherfuckers like, damn, oh, okay. You know,
what's crazy about those videos is crazy because when these cats started popping up with all these videos, and it's weird because me and Hit always dropped videos around the same time. Always. We was actually the first that was even shooting videos in Gary. You know, Concord had attempted to do it, but they never pulled it off. We was the first ones that actually did videos. And when they was popping up with these videos thinking it was something new, it was like we just went back to the drawing board. And all of a sudden, I went to come out, and Flash come out, and we shut it back down again. That's just how, you know, we've been doing this a long time. We know what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I don't think they understand that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, it pissed me off, because, you know, motherfuckers speaking on shit they ain't know nothing about. They like, oh, he done went and got these motherfuckers, man. You know, and I'm like, okay, y'all motherfuckers don't know the click that he got, they're putting it down from day one. These motherfuckers 219 Midwest representatives. You know what I'm saying? These ain't no motherfuckers Freddie Gibbs just went and found and put a clique together. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers have been doing this shit for, you know what I'm saying, a minute now.
Fuck it, man. Just tell everybody, man, we powerballing, man.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
I love that fucking song, man.
Man, that nigga is, man.
He's progressive, man, all day. Yeah, you know that.
That's crazy. Hi, Tom, I was going to take my purse off that song. Remember, because my voice was fucked up. We was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, it was like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Yeah, that shit came out.
I love that fucking song, man. I play that motherfucker every day I'm in the ride. Bumping it hard.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, ain't nothing you don't already know. You know, I feel like I'm Elvin Taylor, Roy Lee.
That song is good, but the Powerball is better.
I bumped the shit out of that up here.
Man, I come through that airport bumping that shit. Them motherfuckers be like, "Who the fuck is Roy Lee?" Hey, if you wasn't there, you'd never know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Real
stuff. Guess
trust
it's a
me, he do gangster for American gangster, bro. Trust that.
Real motherfucking American gangster, man.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, yeah. we got to get up out of here before they cut us off. So we're going to end it. D.H., you got any last words for us, brother?
Man, I want to appreciate y'all for having me on y'all's show, man. It's love. I appreciate it, dog. Every time I come through, it's love, man. You know I'm going to come up with y'all all the time. Shout out to my peoples, man, my whole family, Face Slam and Cleek, my neighborhood, Terrytown, we up in here, you know what I'm saying, and come out, man, everybody going VW3 and get fucked up.
All right, now before you go, what you got on tap, what you got coming up?
Definitely, working on the Babyface Killer album with Fred, you know, we're getting that squared away next month, we're getting the Straight Slamming, our album there, working on that. Working on my solo album coming out at the end of the year. And I'm working on coming out with a new Flight Club album in October by Wild Wings. So we about to get that squared away. And then my little bro, Ace Trey, we about to put him out there, getting him out there. So that's what I'm working on. And, of course, AC3, Pitfield 3, waiting on here to start sending me stuff over so we can go ahead and get him right, too. So that's
what's up. Hitch, you got any last words for us, dog?
Man, much love, Sin City Radio. Y'all already know, man. I fuck with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Much love to G.I.
from the fucking Midwest, you know what I mean? Space Family Click, you know what I mean? Everybody from the motherfucking city, my IBA, you niggas for sure. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's it, nigga. Much love. All right. I'll let y'all do it.
What you got coming up?
He already told y'all the his view USA 3 coming, you know what I'm saying? And he did the edge basically named, you know, most of the shit that, you know, I'm gonna be on and a part of with the city. He did forget about, you know what I'm saying, this one mixtape we gonna do called Necessary Evil, you know what I'm saying? But you know, we gonna do
that.
Oh
damn.
One.
Yeah, tell me about that one.
Yeah, that was a long list. You was spitting out. You know what I'm saying? All
right.
I don't remember all that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But that's what niggas doing. We out here, man. We got to get this. All right,
man. I got one question for y'all go, man. Can I get in a video, man?
Hey, man, we going to make sure you get in the next video, man.
That's all I need to do is get in the video.
Yeah, man, we gonna call y'all next video we shoot, man. We gonna make sure we call y'all. We gonna come on the show and we gonna announce it before we even do it.
Right, because y'all don't know. You be putting posts out, but you be like, "Hey, man, all the fine bitches, I don't fit that category, so I can't get in that video, man. I'm not coming up there."
Oh yeah, man! Give me y'all shirt size, man. We got shirts for y'all too, man.
Oh, that's what's up. Right,
yeah, man. We got shirts for y'all. We got Straight Slamming shirts for y'all, man. So make sure we get y'all size and everything.
Oh man, I'm 2-3X all day.
All day, every day.
2-3X.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got y'all, man. We gonna get y'all information, man. We send y'all shirts, man. Some posts, man. Get y'all right.
Oh, man, you know, we definitely going to promote that.
That's what's up. All right, E-Famo, you got any last words, bro?
Yeah, I got last words. Shout out to everybody. Ivanhoe, IVHNIC. Shout out to, you know, my uncle, my big bro, his school face, where the video was shot at, State of Grind, you know what I mean? And I'm working on Joe Jackson, The American Dream, just what we doing. We little brothers. We little brothers to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as our forefathers and all that, who, you know what I'm saying, and creating music in Gary, Indiana and all that. And we just playing the little brothers and playing our role, you know what I'm saying? Me and my co-wee, you know what I'm saying? Frank Thomas and all that. And we just chilling, man. So shout out to everybody.
What y'all got on deck? My next joint,
Joe Jackson, The American Dream.
Okay. All right. Sunshine. You got any last words? I know you want to get your Uncle Luke in there, but.
Nah, that was a nice show.
All right. Wish, you got any last words, bro?
Great show as usual. Feel privileged to be on here with some of the Midwest best. And I'll be here tomorrow, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dog. You got any last words, man?
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, y'all, don't forget, man, hit us up, sincity.spruce.com. You know what I'm saying? Like I told y'all, man, D-Edge, hit. Put them videos on that, man. Shit. You ain't been on your page in a long time, bro. So, hey.
No, I know, man. I'm about to come get on that motherfucker, man. I've been burning around so much. I ain't going to even lie, man. Facebook and Twitter got a nigga like a crackhead, man. I'll be damn near. Don't even be moving around like I need to, man. I ain't need front,
man.
But I'm stuck with Sin City, though. You already know that.
Posting videos, man. Posting videos. Let the world know, hey, man, we ain't bullshitting Midwest and out. SinCity.com. Hey, we out. We check y'all out tomorrow.
All right, y'all. We powerballing in this bitch. My favorite fucking song. Peace.
That's what's up, y'all. We out.